Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. Till 11 a.m. today again, MLB.com.
Whatever you do, don't forget .com.
Yes.
I got .com all over my body. I don't even know what that means.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
2-night presidential debate, the earliest we've had before even the conventions here. First time President Biden and former President Trump will be going head-to-head since the 2020 election.
Yeah, of course. I love all the pictures on TV where they're staring at each other. You know, they got the mano y mano.
I still absolutely agree. Much like boxing, there should be the pre-debate news conference.
Oh, where they weigh in.
Where they weigh in and they stand there and they kind of mean mug each other and whatever.
Now, make sure you, in fact, let people know you're a senator. I'm not going to answer the question.
Why
because,
would you answer that
because
question?
Because the question is,
a lot of
the
new
question
Supreme
is,
Court justice, radical left.
Will you shut
who is
up,
on,
man.
Listen, who is on your list, Joe?
Okay, that was from one of the two debates the pair had in fall of 2020. So you're not supposed to have that kind of back and forth and interrupting tonight. As one of the rules for tonight's contest, the mics will be turned off or muted, but for when it's that particular candidate's turn to speak. So a moderator will direct a question at a particular candidate, at President Biden or former President Trump, and then only that person's mic is on at the time.
So does that mean that person can say whatever they want, knowing that it's not going to be refuted or questioned?
Well, it can be questioned by the moderators.
Okay.
And that doesn't mean they can't still talk. You just won't hear them in the TV
audience.
Oh, that's
true, too.
Right?
Yeah, the other candidate could start barking just off mic.
Other parameters. It will be a 90-minute debate with the president and former president standing at podiums. No pre-written notes allowed. Each will be given a pad of paper, a pen, and a bottle of water. I imagine if they drink that bottle of water, they would be given a second. But I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. Sorry, Mr. President, your water is almost, you should really
be rationing
that water. You're almost out.
Turn these lights on a little brighter now.
Two commercial breaks in the 90 minutes of the debate put on by CNN.
This is a television studio. There's no audience. Candidates will have 2 minutes to answer questions and 1 minute for responses and rebuttals. At the moderator's discretion, there may be an additional minute for follow-ups, clarifications, or responses.
Okay, so to your question, yes, the moderators can follow up.
Okay.
Or if perhaps they overhear one of the others going, he didn't answer the question, you know, they can, maybe they will be able to hear that.
And that will be audited, I'm sure, how many times the moderators interrupt.
That was CNN's Phil Mattingly explaining something that many observers suggest will perhaps, if it doesn't hurt former President Trump, it certainly won't benefit him as he loves a crowd. Sort of feeds off of that live audience and their reaction. Your moderators, CNN's Jake Tapper and Dana Bash, conservatives not happy about CNN nor either moderator. Bash, after the first president debate between Trump and Biden in 20.
I'm just going to say it like it is. That was a shit show.
Okay, and Tapper?
That was the worst debate I have ever seen. In fact, it wasn't even a debate. It was a disgrace. And it's primarily because of President Trump.
Okay, so fair enough. You can see why some conservatives are saying, no, geez.
But the Trump campaign agreed to this, right? Couldn't they have said, hey, no, can we find others?
They could have. There were supposed to be three debates in 20. And that second one, the middle one, was canceled. And I think it was over disagreements about how it was going to play out.
Yeah.
And
But this one was agreed to, is what my point is, right?
The Trump campaign's spin on that was, okay, we have to have debates. I want to go head to head with this guy. No, I don't like this setup, but if I don't take this, then they're going to say I was avoiding the debate and I wouldn't debate.
Okay.
So whatever, but yes, correct. Everything was agreed upon by both campaigns. 8 o'clock our time is the debate. We're going to have coverage beginning here on WTMJ at 7.
Yep, right here.
Right from ABC News.
You can hear the whole thing.
So it is a CNN debate, but it is also being simulcast locally over the air here locally. I'm not sure if 12's doing it. I know for sure Channel 4 is. So you can watch it even if you don't have cable, or you can watch it on CNN.
Yeah.
Presidential debate tonight. The candidates take the stage just after 8 p.m. 6:15 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
NBA draft continues this afternoon with the Bucks picking third in the second round of the draft. With the 23rd pick overall in round one, the Milwaukee Bucks picked a teenager who's been playing in Australia's National Basketball League.
In selecting 19-year-old A.J. Johnson, 23rd overall in the NBA draft, Milwaukee Bucks GM John Horst took a rare opportunity to address long-term potential and immediate impact.
When you get in that part of the draft, the assessment we had to make is here's a handful of guys that are win now. Here's a handful of guys that maybe have a higher development curve. I think he's a combination of both. He has, in my mind, a defined elite skill set with speed and athleticism, and he knows how to play.
At Deer District, Dylan Hunter Carter, WTMJ Sports.
And coverage on round two where the Bucks will have the 33rd pick overall. Third pick today again. It's on ESPN beginning at 3 o'clock our time.
Which highlight to play?
Boy, I don't know. I was thinking about that when I was listening to the game.
The grand slam.
What's the moment?
The walk-off, the inside, the Parker.
Little soft liner into center and diving and not making the catches. Hillett gets behind him and Jackson's off to the races. He's around second. He is sprinting around third. Here comes the throw to the plate. Chario's in there safely. Jackson Chario, a trip around the bases, and we are tied at five.
How about Jackson Chario doing it again? 15 seconds around the bag.
Live in stereo with my main man, Jackson Chario.
Yeah, this is the second time in a month that he's done this.
Actually a home run, right? The last time included an error.
Yeah.
Either way, like 14 seconds around the bags.
Terrible decision by that center fielder. Terrible.
Right, with that guy and his speed.
Two outs. No one, just let that ball drop, buddy. But anyway, we'll take it around the trip.
Did you notice he head first slide into home plate? He gets up and smiles and like doesn't even appear out of breath.
Yeah, he's fine.
When's the last time you ran as fast as you could ever? Much less.
And then just been cool with it. The game would go into extras, tied at five. Andrew Monasterio at the plate in the 10th, a man on third.
The 1-1 pitch. Lined into left center field. That's going to get down. Plug the gap. Roll all the way to the wall. Andrew Monasterio flips that helmet high in the air as Adames scores from third. And the Brewers walk off the Rangers and sweep them here this afternoon at American Family Field. Your final, Brewers 6 and the Rangers 5-10.
Thank you, Lane. This game had everything. Like it was a perfect day. It had the
slam!
Thank you. It had that as well. Thank you, Lane. Huge win. That was Jake Bowers, by the way, who took that out. Brewers off today before Craig Council and the Cubs come to town for a weekend series. The Cubs, by the way, in a free fall. They lost again Wednesday night. By the way, also, quick reminder, today's the final day of the first phase of voting for the All-Star game. So 11 a.m. today is the cutoff.
Get out and vote!
Yes. MLB.com. Go to the website. Vote for William Contreras, Christian Yelich, Joey Ortiz. 11 a.m. is the cutoff today to vote for this first phase.
You picked a good game to go to.
Yeah, we were there. It
took
was
your
amazing.
Kids.
Incredible. And everything. It was perfect.
It's hard sometimes when you bring young ones to the ballpark, too, and because you could get a 1-0 game.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man, I really wanted you to see the most exciting. You
right,
know,
yeah.
If you're totally into baseball, yes, a pitcher's duel can be great. But, like, for kids, not so much. They want to see scoring.
My 12-year-old is a good barometer, and she right. was dialed in the whole time, which is amazing.
That's awesome. Summerfest, weekend 2, day 1 today. Who's playing, what's happening, and how do I get in free? That's next. Your American Family Insurance Amphitheater headliner, Illenium. That's what we're playing for you here.
A little EDM.
Is that what they call it? Electronic dance music?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean? It's nice. This is my first exposure.
What do you think?
Let's try to, yeah, nice. Okay.
I think he works with several different artists occasionally, or he'll mix in different artists, if you will.
Eve 6, your 4:15 show on the U.S. Cellular Connection stage, followed by Anne Berlin at 6:30, Alice in Wonderland, 10:45, Miller Lite, Oasis. A couple of headliners there.
Eve 6 would be a fun 4 o'clock show, wouldn't it?
Yeah, right? Just get you started, nice and warmed up. Wisconsin's midday news spanning the state and what's on tap, all live from Meyer Festival Park today at the Pella Windows and Doors mobile studio. Can't miss it. Gina Della's giant head on the side of it. What else is happening?
Hey, excuse me. Do you know where the pickleball tournament is?
You're in the right place. You want beer or no?
Yeah, pickleball back at the Gruber Law Office's Sports Zone.
So you're doing it again?
Yes. Greg Matzik and I will team up this time.
Oh, okay.
Competing in the Celebrity Pickleball Tournament. Celebrity, a term used very loosely for this particular event. Money for charity on the line. Greg is going to play for the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation, okay, and I'm playing for Special Olympics Wisconsin. We'll be there from noon until 2 o'clock.
I'm surprised you're coming back after last week's
defeat, yes, in the championship, yes, round with Nisnansky.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I another kick at the cat. Here we go.
You say the word free and people go crazy.
If you paid full price to get into Summerfest, you just didn't try very hard.
You know what people love? People love free stuff.
Okay, so some pick and save customers getting free today with a receipt between certain dates. Money spent, $50. I don't know. It was too complex to get into it. You probably know if you
okay
qualified for this.
All right.
Everyone gets $5 admission today from noon until 6 o'clock. And for Throwback Thursday, half off select beverages, all beer, seltzer, cherry vodka, lemonade, Aquafina water and soda, 50% off as well. Summerfest 2024, weekend to day one, gates open at noon at Meyer Festival Park.